Jones?
Yes, ma'am. In those weddings, was there a woman who stood up with the bride?
Mm-hmm. She was the bride. The maid of honor, if she was a single woman, she's a married, and she's the matron of honor.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And the ones that stood the in on out further was the bridesmaids. Sandra had a maid of honor and three or four bridesmaids. I believe it was three. And W.G. was the best man. No, W.G. gave away. I forgot one of the boys there in the, that was in the case with Glenn was the best man.
Can you remember a time around here when, after the wedding, people followed the couple back to the house and would kind of cut up and things like that?
Yeah, that's happened a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Not very often, but I have heard of it.
Did they have a name for that?
Well, I never did hear it.
I was wondering if you've ever heard of a chivalry or serenade.
Oh, I've heard of lots of serenades.
Mm-hmm.
The slipping on, that usually would happen about the second night they're married.
Mm-hmm.
Slip up and go round and around the house with every kind of a racket that could be made.
You ever been on one of those?
I never was in one, but I sure was serenaded when I married.
Is that right?
We married Sunday, and a Monday night, boy, we had it, and they even fired guns, and, well, they cut a terrible shine. There was a crowd in the serenade.
Getting back to the farm animals, talking about your hogs, what did people call the male hog?
I believe they called him a boar, didn't they?
Beg pardon?
A boar?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I believe that's right.
Well, if a man had him a male hog and he didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would he have to do to him?
Well, they'd have to castrate him.
Why was that necessary?
It makes better meat. Mm-hmm. And they don't have, if you butcher a grown boar, you can't keep the meat, they'll be so strong.
Mm.
And if you castrate them when they're young and then let them grow up and get grown and kill them, well, the meat's all right.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of anybody trying to cook a boar hog?
Yes, I have, and I've heard of them throwing it away, too. And I have a time or two, I know, got a hold of something like that out of stores, because when I go to cooking it, I can smell it, and I'd yank it out.
Yes, well, after the male hog was castrated, what was he called then?
He wasn't called anything but a male hog then. He was a male. That's all they called
him. You ever heard the word barrow or bar?
Well, now that's true. They did. They called him a bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bar, they'd say.
I see. What about the female hog?
I never heard them called anything but a sow.
Sow. Mm-hmm. Well, when a hog is first born, when it's real little, what would it be called?
A pig.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in between a pig and a full-grown hog?
Yeah, they usually call them a shoat when they get about that high. They're shoats, they'd say.
I see. About how much would it have to weigh before it's a shoat? You reckon?
I don't know.
Did y'all have hog killing time on your farm?
Oh, yeah.